Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between as the chaos continues in the National Basketball Association's bubble. The Dallas Mavericks take a game two. 127-114, the final score. The series is now even up at one, and of course, the Portland Trailblazers are up 1-0 on the Los Angeles Lakers. A Los Angeles Laker-LA Clipper matchup was pretty much a foregone conclusion, yet we've talked about this time and time again. This is not your usual playoff situation. The Portland Trailblazers are not your usual 8 seed, and the Dallas Mavericks are not a usual basketball team with a mega phenom named Luka Doncic as the Mavericks tear it apart this evening. And the super hyped up Los Angeles Clippers defense gets carved up large. Even the referees couldn't get in the way. Similar situation, even the referees couldn't stop the Montreal Canadiens, who live to fight another day. They're going to be throwing it down game six in the bubble on Friday in Toronto. NHL action, the Boston Bruins. You don't have to like them. In fact, you can hate them, but it's hard not to respect them. The way that they just step up and continuously get it done as the Boston Bruins advance. Props to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has been called out. They've been called gutless, spineless, and everything else in between. But Tampa digs down deep. It's a little bit of redemption for getting knocked out of the playoffs last year by the Columbus Blue Jackets. The National Hockey League playoffs see the Colorado Avalanche destroy Arizona. And we'll keep our eye on what's going on with St. Louis and the Vancouver Canucks as the NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs are starting to get real right now. Cam Stewart's going to step up, and it's always real when the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart throws it down with us. Get your golf clubs out. What's in Cam's bag? What's in Cam's golf bag? We'll break it down. We'll also get some puck picks from the Raging Redhead. Ian Cameron, AK Babano's going to join us. Paul Bovey returns to the rotation. Paul Bovey joins us from the Philippines this evening on Sports Rage Late Night. He's been killing the props in the association, as did we all day long. We murdered the NBA. Paul Bovey, Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, AK Babano. You know the digits, you know the drill. Sports Rage Late Night has begun. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci. Gabriel Morenci, vent your rage. And we've got a lot of rageahol here this evening. It's the Dallas Mavericks victorious 127-114. And don't look now, man, but the LA Clippers have a series. And the Los Angeles Clippers might be, in theory, a deep team. But when it comes to scoring, they're very reliant on Kawhi Leonard. They're very reliant on Paul George. And as you see, a team like the Dallas Mavericks that can make it rain, you can find yourselves at a track meet and have a hard time keeping up. Very impressive win tonight for the Dallas Mavericks. And something that we pointed out earlier in the day and something that we cashed with all day long, actually, as well. All the teams that lost game one, this is day three. So the teams that lost game one 2 days ago, they all cashed and they all won in the first quarter. Brooklyn won the first quarter. They lost the game, but they won the first quarter. Utah won the first quarter, went on to win the game. Philadelphia won the first quarter, went on to fall apart as Brett Brown's on borrowed time right now. And then the Dallas Mavericks, of course, lost game one, won the first quarter, and then go wire to wire and win. But it's amazing because people just sort of penciled in and assumed it was going to be the Clippers versus the Lakers. And can you imagine the chaos that would ensue if both the LA Lakers and the LA Clippers somehow get knocked out in the first round? The raging redhead Cam Stewart, I believe, is ready to go. We're going to find out what's in Cam's bag, golf bag, that is. What's going on, Cam?
Gabe, how you doing, buddy? Absolute wild stuff tonight. I was doing the show with our Irish friend, Mr. Kevin there. And I'll tell you something, man. When Montreal was down on FanDuel, we got the Canadians live at +330, threw another log on the fire. Really happy with that outcome after Philly ties it up. They get it. And you know what? I did the same thing. This two goal nonsense. When St. Louis is up 3-1, Vancouver live +360. Let's do this, Gabe. I'm telling you, man, like these swings in these games are fantastic. And hopefully we can end the night. Great hockey night. You talked about it, man. Great showing by the Clippers, too. They get it done. By Dallas over the Clippers. I'm loving life right now. Sorry, I'm a little bit excited. It's been a long day for me, Moretzi. I've been up since 7 o'clock in the morning, buddy, but happy to be talking to you.
Good stuff, Cam. I'm glad that you're excited to be here. So Tom Brenneman, I just want to get to this. Tom Brenneman, longtime Cincinnati Red. His father, Marty, of course, was the announcer before. So Tom Brenneman, longtime announcer tonight, doing a game against Kansas City. For one reason or another, decides to tell somebody that Kansas City is the homosexual capital of America, but he didn't use the word homosexual. So it was, hot mic. So this guy's been in the business for a long time. And he's victimized by the hot mic. Now, there's we all know this in the industry. Basically, it's sort of like radio and TV 101. All right, you are warned and you know that if there's a microphone on in front of you, or if there's a camera on in front of you, somebody somewhere can see or hear it. All right, even if you're not on in theory, it's not really true. Like somehow. You're still on. Years ago, I was on an AM radio station and, our signal tower, had some problems. There was like ice storms and stuff like that. And so basically like the tower got frozen and like we got knocked off the air. And I basically sat there like sort of, complaining about the tower and like what the F this and what the F that. And the private line lights up, Cam, red light. Like, in the old days, like the red light was like the red phone, like the president. Like, yeah, that's like the GM or the president calling. It's like, you know what I mean? Yes. So the red light goes and it is so. Somebody tell a stupid idiot Morenci that, he's still on right now. I can hear him. He's like, tell him that the tower is only like the tower. It only like knocks half the city off or something. And then they explain to me, just assume you're on. Now, we've gotten the same thing here before.
Now, there's got to be a level of sort of trust with the producer that there won't be a hot mic. Now, as we all know, hot mics do happen, okay? They do happen. Now, fortunately, if you get me and Cameron a hot mic, if you're wondering like what we talk about during the break, today we talked about how both of our backs hurt and how painful it is to do these shows. I'm not going to say there's not some F-bombs, but there's nothing racial or homophobic ever.
No. Just back.
Sometimes you might hear us arguing with people. I'm not going to say we don't rip people sometimes. And even then, you know, we got to be careful. Got to be careful. But it looks like Tom Brenneman's done. And then after he sort of apologizes and in mid-apology, there's a home run. And he's like, home run, Nick Castellanos. It's like, dude, and he basically said, too, he goes, I want to apologize. And he did the old, if I offended anyone. It's like, yeah, you did offend. What do you mean? If you did? Like, yeah, you did. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, people don't realize this. Like, gay people like baseball, too. you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of slander out there. Like right now, Black Lives Matter. This is great. I should just shut up right now.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going, Marantz. Take a U-turn.
That's all good. I'm not Tom Brenneman. I was going to say.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Not, no. I see this from the Asian community. They're like, you know, people get upset about jokes and stereotypes about other races, but they're like, somehow it's like open season on Asian people all the time. Right. Like, it's like, you know, people don't get upset about that. And, you know, well, the thing is, people will get upset about this. Like I said, there's a lot of gay people in the world, there's a lot of gay people in America. And there's a lot of gay baseball fans. So, yeah, it is offensive. So he does the old, well, if anyone's offended, well, number one, yeah, people are, bro. Number two, he goes, I'm a man of faith. It's like, yeah, what faith? That you hate gay people? Is that like part of your faith? Like, I don't really understand when he dropped the faith part. And really, his apology, we'll get the apology. We'll get his apology. His apology was to his boss's camp. He's more worried. He goes, basically, I hope I don't get fired. like he wasn't really sorry, like, to gay people. He was just worried about, he goes, oh, you know, we'll see what happens here. And then with Fox and, you know, I'm sorry to my bosses and my paycheck. And his, you know, talking about his paycheck. Like, it was very, very insincere, his apology. And then he gets pulled mid-game. Then, like,
he gone.
One of the most bizarre world things ever, actually, here. But listen, Cam, Marge Schott doesn't own the team anymore. If Marge Schott was there, he'd get a raise. All right? Marge Schott is dead. So, like, you don't get a raise, you get fired. All right?
That's right. Tom gets an envelope with like stacks.
Good job, Tom. And, if she was the owner, love you. After the game, she'd be like, "Don't listen to the media." Great job.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're the best.
Don't listen to the media. Don't let those people. Like, great job, Tom. Tonight. Yeah, I don't know. Like, pot. You know. So yeah, Tom. Yeah. That's just a Tom Brenneman story. But yeah, you guys would love to hear our commercial breaks and hot mics. Me and Yang have gotten in some real doozers. Sometimes
true
be
true.
Some great yeah, true, yeah. some great behind the scenes stuff. Cam wouldn't like, it's hard to get Cam on a hot mic because Cam doesn't sit in front of a mic during a commercial breaks. Like, I've never seen someone get in. Yeah, like I've never seen someone get up in between like breaks as much as you do, Cam.
Oh, buddy, I tell you, man, that those Jamaican patties are just waiting for me. I got a new system, Gabe, because it's only a couple minutes. I already got the luncheon meats all ready to go. Just fold them up and buddy. Snap them right back
in my
mouth.
I thought you were living a healthier lifestyle. It's to the point, you can't get through a two-hour radio and TV show without eating six times.
No, I can't.
Oh, the answer's no.
Just the fact. Hey, Gabe, I'm going around the track four times today, buddy. Four times. I've already lost 7 pounds. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. Just let me eat my Jamaican patties. My back hurts.
7 pounds. Babano comes up next.
Sports
sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Morency, vet your age. Cam Stewart kicking it with us right now. Cam's in a good mood this evening. He's been cashing the in-game winners. He's been crushing the Jamaican beef patties and everything else in between. We got a lot going on here this evening. So we want to get into the golf, get a little NHL of hockey as well. We had a Sports Rage poll. We asked the people, just because there was so much Chris Webber bashing going on Twitter this evening. I said, who's the best national analyst on television? And listen, all right, I don't know what part of this people don't get. People always ask, well, how come you didn't put this guy and that guy? Because you can only put four people in a Twitter poll, all right? And hey, Twitter. Like, why don't you expand your poll so you can put more than four options? Jeff Van Gundy, 52.5%. Mark Jackson, 14.4%. Reggie Miller, 23%. C-Web, 10.1%. Jeff Van Gundy gets voted the best NBA and analyst, at least so far. We'll get Babano's take on this, but only after we get some picks from Cam. And we'll let Cam get back to the kitchen. Cam's kitchen. We're going to find out what's in Cam's bag, golf bag, that is. But I can't help but ask, Cam, actually. So what's on the menu after this hit? The final hit of the day? What are you drinking? A nice ice cold beer? Nice ice cold beer right now?
I ran out of beer, so I was checking around. My buddy Forbes, who you met, left a little bit of wine that I found in the fridge. So I just cracked the wine right now. It's a real
like
cheap
said,
wine.
Found
he's
in
a,
the
he's
fridge.
Tight, Gabe.
Like your fridge
yeah,
is
I
like
found
massive.
It was in,
like it's in a garage. Yeah. Like I found a bottle of wine in a garage. It's in a fridge. Like,
you've seen my fridge. It gets hidden, but it gets hidden behind things, right? So I was checking out the crisper.
You could lose a Cadillac in the fridge.
Yeah, or at least a Kia. It is, Gabe. It's usually packed with good things. And I will say this, the best attraction in my house right now is my sink. I got a roast thawing for tomorrow. I'm going to doctor that baby up and slice it up and have some nice roast beef sandwiches. And I also have some chickens ready to go there. They're thawing too. So I'm going to have a big meal, baby. I got everything going right now. And Lisa also picked up some shrimps that I'm going to probably make a nice shrimp Alfredo, I'm thinking, this weekend too. My dance card and my palate, it's loaded this week. I got some great groceries, great deals at the Loblaws this week.
All right, so we'll bring in Ian Cameron, aka Babano. Yeah. So let's get down to business. Cam, what are your final golf picks? And Babano, how you doing? Thanks for stepping up and in here.
Yeah, I'm doing great. It sounds like everybody's in a good mood. Cam, sounds like you're winning. I had a great start in the NBA playoffs. I'm in a good mood, too. 3-0 of top plays in the NBA playoffs so far. It's been great. the start to the postseason. And I'm feeling good for another reason, guys, because unlike Tom Brenneman, we'll all still have our jobs in the morning. So that's another good thing to be happy about.
You're self-employed. Do you have a job? What's your job? Like, you can't get fired.
It's a career. Yeah, like, if it's making me income, it's a job, Gabe.
It's hard to get fired when you don't have a job, Abano.
A job's making income, right? That's what I'm doing.
Bring up good points, Babano. You're right. You're one of those guys on the tax form. Yeah, he can't fire himself.
Like, no. You're a handicapped.
Self-employed.
The
boss is me. Exactly.
Yeah, and number two, you can't guarantee that me and Cam are going to have a job in the morning. You don't run the station.
That's a bad assumption, Babano. You don't know.
I don't know the backdoor politics, right. I shouldn't have just assumed that.
It's true. Like, just being real here. All right. Thank you, Babano. All right, Cam. So what's the final answer? What's in Cam's golf bag?
Lots of things are in my golf bag, Gabe. Remember the last time I checked my golf bag? I wonder why it smelled. There was an old sandwich in there. For all you guys out there, check your golf bag, too, before you put it away. You never know what you're going to find. I like Patrick Reed a lot this week at 22. A lot of people are betting him down, Gabe. I love him to win this golf tournament this week. DeChambeau is the favorite at 12, but this is what we're going to do with the favorites. We're going to wait before we pounce on these guys over the weekend. Long tournament. And one guy we agree on at 22-1 is Jason Day. If you've not watched golf, people, Jason Day looks like the old Jason Day. Screw the vertigo. This guy's a top five machine right now. He's playing great. So Reed and Day are horses that I like. If you're looking for a little bit of value for top 20 bets too, Sungjae Im, he's 50-1 to win, but I'm telling you, man, T9 last week, he's really starting to get into form. He was a little bit beat down and tired before, but he's playing well. Other guys that I like, top 20s, Tyrell Hatton should be a factor this week. You're getting a nice price at 46-1. And Matthew Wolff, already bet him at 125-1 in the U.S. Open, but we'll take him at 41 this week. Watch out for this Oklahoma State Cowboy. The Wolfman should play well on this track.
I heard Nick Faldo the other week trying to jump on the Cam Stewart funny pun train with the hungry like the wolf reference when he was talking about Matthew Wolff. I don't know if it was Faldo, last weekend Faldo, or two weekends, but he better slow down.
I'll tell you something too. If you didn't watch golf, Gabe, Phil Mickelson came on for like a segment and he basically just was on fire. Like, he just told Nick Faldo, like, listen, this job is mine anytime I want it. And Nick Faldo was sitting there like a deer in the headlights. So enjoy his time with his hungry like the wolf Duran references, because Phil's coming for you, Nick.
Nick Faldo is one of my guys. Settle down. Nick Faldo is...
he's one of my guys.
One of my guys cashed that Masters in, what was it, 1996?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Greg Norman collapse where he rolled
over. It's the second to last golf tournament I won. I won Jordan Spieth once with the Masters. I won the Masters with Nick Faldo in the mid-90s. Yeah, no, I've been killing the top 20s, though. We've been killing the top 20s.
Everybody's talking about, you know, the big deal, and it is big. You know, Joe Biden bringing in Kamala Harris as a female vice president. Nick Faldo did that for the females in the caddy profession. He had a female caddy way back in the day. Nobody talks about that.
Who, Fanny? Yeah, she's good. She was a big girl, too. Very strong. Very strong.
All right, Babano. Do you have a golf pick, Babano?
No, I'll leave it to Cam. I honestly haven't looked at it. It's been so busy, I haven't looked at it. So, Cam, if you got some good ones, I'll tail them.
All right.
So
all
busy. Right. Oh, Babano. I love Babano, Gabe. This guy's the best. So busy.
So busy.
He's breaking
it. Yeah,
it
is so busy, Cam. That NFL is 2 weeks away. Round the clock NHL, round the clock NBA. Baseball's going on every day. So just one of those weeks. Couldn't look at it.
It's okay.
Yeah, it was a long, it's like people in the chat. It was a long, hard day at work for Babano. Long commute to in and out to the office.
Oh, yeah. Working the 9 to 5 and the long, what's that? Takes the morning train. Yeah. Really tough. Really tough.
Okay. All right. So I am Renzi, Sports Rage 8 Night. Okay. So looking at the numbers here. I'm going to throw these out here. We'll get Cam's best bets, and we'll get into the hockey. So Bryson DeChambeau is a 12-1 favorite. He's going to be in the mix. Normally, I buy into him. Normally, he's a top 10 machine as well. No real value with him in a finishing position. I don't really like him this week as much as some other people, though. He's 12-1. John Rahm's 14-1. I'm going to take a look at Justin Thomas to win, 14-1. Xander Schauffele, one of these freaking weeks, is going to win. All right? He's got to win a tournament one of these like times. So I think Schauffele at 20-1 is nice. And, you know, I like Jason Day and Patrick Reed. I can't bet on everybody.
Nah, take them
I'm
both.
I'm sort of feeling.
Take them both.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I think they're both top 20 material, though. And, I don't want to take everyone. Okay. But those are the guys. I don't think there's a long shot to get a win. I think that's the neighborhood that it's going to come from. Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Thomas 14-1, Schauffele 20-1, Patrick Reed 21-1, and Jason Day 21-1. Now, as far as top 20s and top 10s are concerned, Schauffele's been a top 20 machine. All right, five of the last six events, he's finished in the top 20. Jason Day has been a top 10 machine. Four straight tournaments, Jason Day has finished top 10. So I'm going to be looking at both those gentlemen in the top 20 for top 20 props. Finishing position, let me get you the odds. For the top 20 here. Xander Schauffele is plus 105. Jason Day plus 125. Patrick Reed plus 125. Then we get into some of the longer shots. Ty Hatton plus 200 top 20. I like that one. And there was one more. Oh, Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland top 20 plus
250.
I know that Sungjae Im too, Cam. I like the way he's playing too. Plus 230. Can't bet everybody, but I like these. They're plus monies.
Well, that's the thing. This is the thing about golf. One guy wins the golf tournament, right? And if you got Jim Herman, you're a smarter man than me. The Herminator, paging Mr. Herman. Remember Pee Wee Big Top? I don't know what Herman's doing, but he was about 200-1 in that tournament. I can't believe he won. But here's the thing. When you're doing top 20, you could take a lot of guys, Gabe, and you're getting plus money with all these guys, too. I love Sungjae Im at plus 230 there, too. He's hot again. He was a little bit tired. T9 last week. Book it. I love it, Gabe. Great pick.
All right. Sports Rage late night. We'll get into some. We'll get Cam's quick hockey picks on the other side. Get your hockey picks ready. We've got NBA basketball as well. Things are getting interesting. Paul Bovey's going to join us in level two. We're going to get into the association with Bovey. As both Los Angeles basketball teams, both co-favorites to win the West, both find themselves with real series on their hands right now. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Ian Cameron, follow him on Twitter, Abbabano, one of the ice guys. One of the ice guys joins us. And, of course, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, so we'll let Cam get back to the kitchen. But before we do, Cam, quick take. NHL, Montreal Canadiens, looked bleak for a couple of minutes, but they responded quickly. Now they move on to Friday. I'm going to get into the cheap shot. Couturier at the end of the game. Real cheap shot, sleazeball move by Jean Couturier. But ooh, what a surprise. But we've got a series on our hands. I'll tell you what, if the Canadians win game six, I think they will win game seven, but they've got to win game six first. But what do you think of the quick take? You don't have to lock in the picks right now, but what do you think about tomorrow night's games? New York Islanders, Washington Capitals, Dallas Stars, Calgary Flames.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting night, Gabe. By the way, you see Gallagher, the guy, mouthful of blood there. I love that guy. He just wants to fight everybody. He's got loose teeth. Fight me. Anyway,
there was no penalty
Capitals.
Called.
I'm going.
No, it's anyway. Some of the dirty stuff of that game. I couldn't believe at one point the Flyers are like almost minus 500 on FanDuel. So lots of value on the Canadiens. Let's talk about tomorrow. Islanders and Capitals, the early game at 8 o'clock. I like the Islanders. I know we got robbed there that night, Gabe. They had a 2-0 lead. They pissed it away. Ovi took over late in that game. But I still believe in the Islanders' ways. They can't screw around with these guys. They're up 3-1 in the series. I think they're going to finish these guys off. It's a straight pick 'em on FanDuel. I really don't have an opinion of the total. I'm more of a side player, as you guys know. In Dallas and Calgary, Dallas is a better team than Calgary. And I'll tell you one thing, if Ben Bishop was in the net, they'd be absolutely smoking the Flames. They're a $1.35. I'm a little bit hesitant because maybe this series might go the distance, but I just believe in Dallas's stars better. They're a better team. They're better defensively, even with Hudobin and lets in a couple cheesy goals. I like Dallas at minus 135 and the Islanders at minus 110, Morenci.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Cam, great stuff. As always, rattle them off one last time. Top golf picks, and we'll get you out of here.
You got it, brother. We like outrights. We like Jason Day. He's a guy that I'm looking forward to. Lots and lots of potential there. Patrick Reed, one of my favorites this week. Gabe, you're riding him too. If you're looking for a little bit more, guys that'll be in contention, top 10s and 20s, Sungjae Im, he's 50-1. Ty Hatton at 46. And the Wolf Man, Matthew Wolf, from Joe Ranieri's alma mater of Oklahoma State. We like that, Gabe. And maybe a first round. I'm going to tell you guys something. Take a look at these first round leader bets. They're better than the original odds. So I might take a shot with Xander Shifley. I think his first round is like 26-1, and he's actually only 20 in the tournament. You get major value for the first round. Sprinkle on a couple guys, Morenci, and congratulations on your first quarter situations in the basketball games where you've attributed and found an edge there. So tomorrow, I guess if we're going to play that card, I might ride your wave. The Pacers in the first quarter would be a team. Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, Lakers. Is that what you're doing? Are you going back-to-back with these teams that lost and coming with them in the first quarter again?
Yeah, you know what? We'll get into it later in the show. All of which except the Lakers. I think the Lakers have problems with the Blazers once again. But we'll get into it on Game Time Decisions tomorrow with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Great stuff, Cam. Congratulations on the wins. Enjoy your late night snacks. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah.
See you, Appreciate Cam. Hit those fairways. Yeah.
Later, Babano. I already got the chicken in the actor fry. You guys hit some winners, too. Go Canucks, Gabe. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, the chicken's in a deep fryer. Cam's ready to go. Ian Cameron with us. So, Babano, the last year the New York Islanders were up 3-0 on the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they ended up winning game four. They swept them. They were up 2-0 and in this game four, and it looked like a similar situation that they were going to bust the brooms out. But the Capitals dug down deep. Tom Wilson talked smack after about how, you know, I guess the Islanders are soft and they don't really respect them. Some bulletin board material right there, as Cam alluded. It's basically a pick'em hockey game. Any early opinion right now? I know it's still 24 hours away, a little less than 24 hours, but you know, I know it's tomorrow night per se, but what's your opinion on the game?
Yeah, I don't need to think about it for another second. I've been on the Islanders every game in this series, finally lost one in game four. I liked them before the series started. I thought the Washington defense was suspect. I didn't trust Braden Holtby in net. With his struggles this year, I think that the Islanders can score more goals than they have in the past. You look at Beauvillier, Lee, Barzal, they get Pageau from Ottawa. That's what everybody forgets about this team. They can much better find the back of the net than they have in years past. And I trust Barry Trotz off a loss. I think the long-term record for Barry Trotz off a playoff loss, going back way back to when he was with Nashville, Morenci, which was like over a decade ago, is really good. You know, something like close to 59-60% off a playoff loss. He's been really good in this role off adjustments. And I don't think the Islanders can afford to screw around. This is still a very veteran-laden Washington Capitals team. They've won a cup 2 years ago. You give them life and let them win this game, then it gets a little more, you know, nervous and gets a little tight around the collar going into game six. I think the Islanders finish it off tomorrow night. And I like both of those elimination games tomorrow over the total. You're going to give me a total of 5 in an elimination game when you could have a very extended empty net situation, you know, in the final 4 or 5 minutes, pull the goalie earlier if you're trailing, if you're a team facing elimination, and you could get that late scoring explosion. We saw Tampa Columbus over 5 today, elimination game. That went over the total. We saw Montreal Philly. It finally took an elimination game to get a game to go over the total. in that series. So these elimination game overs, keep an eye on them. I'll be on both of those tomorrow.
You know, in the five games. So, guys, in the five games with Dallas and the Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames, four of the five games have been one-goal games. And how about this for the pattern? In the first game, it stayed under, so it was 3-2. And, you know, remember it was like, I think it was 3-2 after the first two periods, like a miracle it stayed under that game somehow. But then it went over, then it went under, then it went over, then it went under. There's been a pattern of over, under, over, under, over, under. So we're due for an over. FanDuel actually have 4.5 up for this game right now, Babano. 4.5. It's minus money to the over. But I agree with you. I tend to believe that there'll be some goals in this game. I think Dallas are going to finish them off too. I think Dallas are the better team. Calgary, I don't know, Calgary do it through hard work. They're grinders, but I think the talent difference is just too much. I do think the Dallas Stars finish it off tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be taking Calgary tomorrow night. I've got Dallas in the series. I might add on and bet them money line just in game six tomorrow, but I'm seeing a series, Morenci, where it looks like the Stars are getting stronger, you know, as this series goes on. They've had like three games in a row where they've had like 40, 50, almost 60 shots against Cam Talbot. So that Flames defense really has had trouble locking things down. You know, I thought coming into the playoffs without Travis Hamonic, they were really going to struggle on that blue line. It didn't show against Winnipeg. It's showing a lot more in this series. Jamie Benn is even starting to get going. They're starting to tick him off, make him mad, and he's starting to play like it as well. Jamie Benn. So that's really good news for the Dallas Stars. And look, don't look now, but the old war horses, the old playoff veterans, Corey Perry, Joe Pavelski, they've really stepped up, played big time for Dallas the last few games. I think they got a good chance to finish it tomorrow night.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, kicking it with us. So, man, the Canadians and the Flyers, weird, strange games, aren't they? There's like no scoring opportunities. There's no goals. And then they score a bunch of goals, like back to back to back to back. And then nothing will happen for 20 minutes. They don't do any. Like, it's one of the weirdest and strangest series that I've ever seen. Except I do think the Canadians are back in this thing right now. And I think they can win game six. And then if they make it, they send it to seven. I got to wonder about Carter Hart. He's good, Babano, but at times he does look like a 22-year-old.
Yeah, definitely. One last thing about Calgary. Matthew Tkachuk may be back tomorrow night. I think they need him back because they've been missing a little something without him the last few games. We'll see if he's back and ready to play tomorrow. That game Friday night's fascinating. I'm definitely going to be, and sorry to say this because I know you're cheering for the Habs here. I am going to be on Philly in game six because I think they've got to win it, you know, Friday night
tonight.
Game six. And yeah, and Philly off a loss. That's where I'm going to just end the discussion right there in terms of why I like them in game six. They've been brilliant in this role. They've gone 9 straight games off a loss where they've won and bounced back, won the next game. 9-0 off a loss going all the way back to January. They've played consistently a much better game after a loss, and I think they're probably going to sense it. If we don't win game six and we go to game seven Sunday night, we might be in some trouble. So if Philly doesn't win game six, I will not be back on the Flyers in game seven. That's for sure. You're going to have to worry about where they're at. And for the Canadians, I got to give Kirk Muller credit. He pushed the right buttons when it comes to Brendan Gallagher. There's other players I'd criticize more than him, but it has been a little bit of a tough series for him. And boy, did he respond tonight. He was great. He was one of the best Canadian forwards out there on the ice tonight. Suzuki was absolutely phenomenal as well.
Gallagher's
give Kirk Muller credit. Good coaching. Push some buttons. And he responded.
I don't really know. I don't agree, Babano. What do you mean? Like, what did he do? Gallagher's had bad luck. He was playing well. The puck just didn't go in the net. Tonight he swipes at a puck mid-net. So what? Does Kirk Muller deserve credit for that? Gallagher's like one of their best players too. So it's not like they're giving him a chance or something like to stay out there. I'll agree that Kirk Muller's done a great job. I'll totally agree with that. Kirk Muller has done a great job. He's got the respect of the players. He's been there. He's done that. And, you know, the way that they play is resembling him. But I don't see how, like, Gallagher actually scoring, you know. Gallagher's just had bad luck like everybody else on the Canadians has had. Like, a ton of them have had for the last little while. But it's not like he's played poorly. The puck just didn't go in. So I'll disagree with your take that it's Kurt Muller gets credit for Gallagher swiping a puck out of the air.
Which was a nice goal, by the way. The hand-eye coordination on that was really good. There are other guys that criticize. Yeah, like I said, I think Drouin needs to be a bit better. Domi, Max Domi's had a very quiet series for the Montreal Canadiens. So there's a couple other forwards that need to step up. To be honest with you, the Flyers are kind of lucky right now. They're still up in the series when Giroux, Couturier, you know, and some, at least Voracek finally got on the score sheet tonight, but some of their big guns they count on for offense, you know, it's been a bit of a quiet series for them, and yet they're still up 3-2. So, you know, Montreal's just got to, you know, capitalize, get another good performance from, you know, Kotkaniemi, going to be interesting to see what happens with him. Of course, he had the game misconduct tonight for the five-minute major. Is there going to be supplemental discipline? I don't think so. We'll see if he's back. But, boy, hoping he's back, because he's coming off a game in game four. He had one of his best games, I think, of the entire season for Montreal. This is a guy that's been an enigma. He's been in and out of the lineup. He's driven Habs fans crazy. So much potential and so underwhelming for most of the year. And he finally had a great, great game the other night. So we'll see if Kotkaniemi's able to play Friday night for the Habs.
All right. So do you like anything in the NBA tomorrow, Babano?
Yeah, maybe Houston's a bad matchup for OKC, but I'm going to take a shot with the Thunder again one more time. I think they've got a better game, and then Billy Donovan can get some things fixed. I like OKC more if Lugansz Dort is back, because he's their best perimeter defender. And boy, without him in game one, they could not contain James Harden. They couldn't keep the ball in front of them, essentially, and it just crushed them in that game. Hopefully Dort plays, but even if he doesn't, Gabe, I'm going to trust OKC as a small underdog tomorrow. They're good off a loss. They're good in that short underdog role. I think they feel a little embarrassed the way they played. And Houston, so many times, we've seen the Rockets fail to, you know, step on the throat of somebody and go up 2-0. So I like OKC tomorrow, plus the 2.5.
All right, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, with us. We'll say goodbye to Babano on the other side. We'll let him let you know where you can find him and see if he's got any final picks. On the way out here, Paul Bovey's going to step up and in at level two. Paul's in the Philippines right now. I believe he's on his way back to Los Angeles. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Portraits Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Paul Bovey will step up and then we'll get into the NBA and take a look at tomorrow's games. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, with us. Yeah, Babano, I brought this up earlier. I brought it up on Game Time Decisions, in which all four, and it continued throughout the evening, but all four teams that lost Game 1, they all won the first quarter of play today. Brooklyn won the first quarter. Utah won the first quarter. Philadelphia won the first quarter. And then Dallas subsequently won the first quarter tonight as well. So something to keep an eye on.
They all won the game, too, except you know who. Yeah, and they all won the game, too, straight up, except you know who. Philly, who just absolutely were a disgrace in the final three quarters after that good start.
Brooklyn didn't win either.
Well, Brooklyn
lost to the Raptors.
Brooklyn, the Raptors, right.
Yeah, so something to think about coming into tomorrow. And, you know, you can't – just because something happened one day, though, right, doesn't mean that it's going to happen again the following day. But I do expect the Pacers to come out – with more urgency. And good point by you earlier. Listen, I don't think it's so much a matchup issue, Babano. I just think Oklahoma City weren't ready to play. Like, they – you know, I think they might, I'm worried. They might be a team that got hurt by the shutdown. Is they were really rolling, right? And then the pandemic hit, and maybe they can't get it going again because they haven't really been great in the bubble, and they were out of sorts, bro, in game one. So, but I do think they come out with a sense of urgency in the first quarter, but I'm not so sure they win the game, though, Babano. It was like today. I expected Philly to win the first quarter, but I didn't take them in the game. I feel the same way about Oklahoma City tomorrow.
Yeah, and the other games, obviously we know Milwaukee Bucks off a loss. That's usually a really good bet, but I don't know if I want to lay 12 and a half. Maybe first quarter, first half with Milwaukee might be a better look. And I'm kind of with you on the Laker Blazers. I cast with Portland in game one. I'm not in a rush to just bet the zigzag theory with the Lakers in that game. I'm not in a rush to lay the points there.
You can find Ian Cameron on Twitter, at Babano. Also on Patreon, look up the Ice Guys. The Ice Guys, you can find them on Twitter as well. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Vent your rage. Bring it.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.